Слава Ісусу Христу до вашого дому! Добрий день! Вітаємо вас у нашій русинській релації. Нашим спонсором є Общество Карпато-Русинів в Америці. Приходимо к вам кожну неділю і граємо про вас найліпші русинські пісні. Теж презентуємо вам найновші справи і інформації о русинах з освіта.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the Carpatho Russian Society Heritage Program, brought to you each and every Sunday right here on AM 73 WPIT in Pittsburgh, streaming online at WPITAM.com, and archived on the Society's webpage, c-rs.org. I'm your host, Dean Paloka, bringing you the best in Russian music, and today is Sunday, October 12th, 2014. We have a lot of news for you today, ladies and gentlemen, so make sure you have your pen and paper ready. We're going to start today's program off by going to Prešov, and we're going to hear Anna Servitska sing The Pretty Lily, Krajčuk Laliovoj. Even though this broadcast is fully sponsored by the Carpatho Russian Society, we need your support, ladies and gentlemen, to help keep us on the air. If you would like to make a donation to the Carpatho Russian Society Heritage Program, please get in touch with me, Dean Paloka, at 412-877-9351, or you can send me some email at this address, russinradio@c-rs.org. 412-877-9351 or email russinradio@c-rs.org. Today we will give you the final installment of our commemoration of the 70th anniversary of the Battle of the Dukla Pass. This battle was originally planned to last a week in September and October of 1944, but took over a month and resulted in a great loss of life. The Soviet Army alone lost 95,000 dead or wounded soldiers. German casualties were around 52,000. The Czechoslovak Army Corps incurred approximately 2,000 dead and 5,000 wounded, a high percentage of whom were Russians from Subcarpathian Rus. The Battle of Dukla caused numerous casualties amongst the Lemko and Russian civilian populations living on both slopes of the Carpathians. Also, their villages were completely or severely damaged, a situation which prompted many surviving Lemkos to opt for emigration to the Soviet Union. The campaign also had a secret political aspect. By dragging out the military operations, this reduced the possibility of any assistance to the Slovak Army revolt with the Slovak National Uprising, with the result that its participants were thereby doomed to isolation and defeat. The Russian soldiers in the Czechoslovak Army Corps were not permitted to participate in the liberation of their Subcarpathian homeland. As early as the summer of 1944, the Czechoslovak Corps was on the threshold of the Eastern Carpathian Passes, yet despite the request of the Corps commander to include his forces with Soviet troops crossing into the Subcarpathian Rus, they were instead sent to southern Poland to participate in the Dukla campaign. The Soviet Security Service, who had already arranged for the quote-unquote reunification of Transcarpathia with Mother Ukraine, could not allow Russian troops, who had previously experienced Soviet reality in the prison camps of the Gulag, to return to their homeland. Thus, these soldiers were dispatched and destined to be laid to rest in the fields of the Dukla human meat grinder.
Дякую! ночи, цвето каменя, цвето вода, а це рибка, ей, молода. Співам співаночку, бом коло мамочки,
and aunts were members of the GCU. I'm married and I have three kids, and I found my wife here at the 50th bowling anniversary tournament, and ever since then we've been active in Pittsburgh and Michigan at all the GCU functions.
Well, I joined the GCU when I got married. I'm a mother, a wife, and a grandmother. When we found out we were having a granddaughter, on her christening day, we gave her a GCU life insurance policy. I see a lot of young people being involved, and that makes me, as a grandma, feel really good.
GCU for life. GCU for life.
Fraternally yours.
For more information on member benefits such as life insurance and annuities that the GCU offers, please give them a call. The Greek Catholic Union of the USA, toll-free, at 1-800-722-4428. Once again, that is the GCU, 1-800-722-4428. The Duquesne University Tambritzins, America's premier folk ensemble, will be presenting a performance on Saturday, November 22nd at 2 p.m. at the West Mifflin Middle School Auditorium. The Duquesne University Tambritzins will be presenting songs and dances from Croatia, Bulgaria, Russia, Armenia, Hungary, Czech Republic, Romania, Macedonia, Serbia, and Ukraine. For more information and to get tickets for the Duquesne University Tambritzins in concert, on Saturday, November 22nd at 2 p.m., the West Mifflin Middle School Auditorium, call David at area code 412-518-0000. 412-518-0405. That's David, 412-518-0405.
Всім добре, всім добре, не мені, не, не мені, не. Всі маю грає ручки, хлем я, не, не я, не. Всі маю грає ручки, хлем я, не, не я, не. Прецошіше не оженіл Янку фраєрошу, кет полдеці паленочки було ле по грошу, кет полдеці паленочки було ле по грошу. Гей, умарла карчма рочка і не хорувала, що нам тельо паленочки на бор подавала, що нам тельо паленочки на бор подавала, кет умарла найспочива, шкода же не жиє.
CRS group member, the Slaviani Folk Ensemble is now accepting members for our 2014-2015 season. If you have a son or a daughter, a niece, a nephew, a grandson or a granddaughter between the ages of 4 and 16 and would like to perpetuate not only the Carpatho-Russian but also Slavic and non-Slavic cultures of Eastern and Central Europe, have them consider joining the Slaviani Folk Ensemble. We rehearse every Thursday at Holy Ghost Byzantine Catholic School Gymnasium, beginning at 6:30 p.m. If you would like more information on the Slaviani Folk Ensemble and how to join, please get in touch with me, Dean Paloka, at 412-877-9351. That's 412-877-9351. Mark your calendars for Sunday, October 26th. The 33rd annual Carpatho-Russian celebration will take place at St. John the Baptist Byzantine Catholic Church, located at 201 East Main Street in Uniontown. The festival will start at 12 noon and run until 6 p.m., and there will be ethnic food, baked goods, crafts, Slaviani Folk Ensemble at 2 p.m. There will be live music at 1 p.m. and 4 p.m., cooking demonstration at 2 p.m., a speaker at 4 p.m., and there will be demonstrations, children's activities, and a whole lot more. So if you want some more information about the 33rd Annual Carpatho Russen Celebration, taking place on Sunday, October 26th, beginning at 12 noon and running until 6 p.m. at St. John the Baptist Byzantine Catholic Church in Uniontown, please call 724-438-6027. That's 724-438-6027. The Carpatho Russen Society has a wonderful gift shop, which offers a huge variety of Russen items for sale. We will be on site in 2 weeks at St. John's in Uniontown for the 33rd Annual Carpatho Russen Celebration, and we have books, CDs, DVDs, imported embroideries, sweatshirts, T-shirts, pierogi items, things for your Christmas tree. Christmas is coming up in just 2 short months, ladies and gentlemen, so you want to get your Russen items now. Visit our website, c-rs.org, to click on sales for our latest brochure. You can call the Cultural Center, 412-567-3077. Leave us a message and we will get a brochure sent out to you. Or you can send us some email, sales@c-rs.org. So if you're looking for that best Russen gift for that best Russen somebody, go to c-rs.org and click on sales. Call the Cultural Center at 412-567-3077 or send us some email, sales@c-rs.org. Thank you for joining me today on the Carpatho Russen Society Heritage Program. Join me again next Sunday at 2:30 p.m. for the best in Russen music. Trimajtesya krasny tyzhden, shchastlivo. You can also catch us online at WPITAM.com and archived on the Society's webpage, c-rs.org. We'll see you all next week. Sbohom. Kaczmarowa mur, co sami nesą. Once again, I would like to thank everyone who supports this program. If you have any announcements or would like to make a donation, please write me, Dean Poloka, 2201 Forest Grove Road, Coriopolis, PA, 15108, or you can call me at 412-877-9351, or please email me, russinradio@c-rs.org. Please join us again next Sunday at 2:30 right here on AM 730 WPIT for another unique and interesting Carpatho Russian Society Heritage Program. Дорогие русинские братья и сестры, барсадешно вам дякуємо, же се слухали нашу релацию. Дуфаме, же се вам любил наш несный програм. Pozivame vas sluhati sledujušu nedjelju o 5:30 godini na stanici WPIT na frekvenciju 730. Trimajte se krasne i zbogom.